economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
A 36-point differential between Harbor Beach with the lead and the new loser of the home team, the Hornets, 56-20 with 3.5 to play, which means we're back into a running clock. And Harbor Beach is going to be kicking this one off left to right across the radio from their 40-yard line. The only man deep is number four, ready to receive this, is Josh Wendling. New Lothrop. A quiet sideline, a quiet fan base starting to file out here, not knowing what it's like to be behind. They've had the enjoyment of leading every single game and going 10-0 up to this point.
Yeah, it's not a fun situation to be in, Clark, but they ran into a team ready to play tonight. Discipline, no turnovers tonight. They did one turnover. So they won the turnover battle, and that's what they do night in and night out.
And there's the boot, and it's a good-looking kick all the way down to about the 5-yard line, and it's going to bounce barely into the end zone. It's going to be a touchback for Nick Hessling. And New Lothrop will take over on their own 20-yard line. They have 3 minutes and 29 seconds to make up 36 points.
With a running clock situation.
And a pounding Harbor Beach defense throughout this entire game. Harbor Beach has 436 yards on the night, without even including that 55-yard pick six for Aaron Ginther to begin the game. Aaron Ginther has intercepted a ball for a touchdown, ran a ball for a touchdown, and caught a ball for a touchdown tonight. Impressive stats for number 47, Aaron Ginther. Three men to the left, two to the right. Newman passing to his left, and it's thrown behind his intended receiver of number 20, Taylor Krupp, the junior running back. Staying up in the slot, receiver falls incomplete. Clock continues to roll, second and 10 from the 20. Now 3:15 to play in the fourth.
Yeah, 52, Brandon Oswald, the defensive end. A little bit of a zone, maybe a zone blitz there as he kind of sank back from the defensive line, was in coverage there. Had pretty good coverage, too, for a defensive lineman.
Second and 10 from the 20 for New Lothrop. Saying one man to the right, three men to the left, two are in the slot to the left. Newman's in the shotgun with one man in the backfield behind him. Rolling to his left, passing to his left, and two numbers in the hands of number 20. Krupp, it's complete, and he goes out of bounds at the 23-yard line. That is a gain of 3 yards. Now a 3rd and 7. Clock continues to roll at 2.5 minutes. 56-20. Harbor Beach leads in the fourth.
Again, Brandon Oswald in coverage forces him out of bounds after a minimal gain of 3 or 4 yards.
Austin Newman has thrown the ball 33 times tonight for 270 yards. Not quite sure on his completion rates as of right now. We'll complete that at the end of the game. This one is a throw to number 5. Aaron Beach to the right side at the hash mark at the 30-yard line. A 10-yard catch by Aaron Beach for the completion and moving the chains for New Lothrop. Almost came down as a jump ball situation, but the officials say it was New Lothrop coming down with it. Three men to the left, one to the right, and Newman in the shotgun. In the backfield with him is number four, Wendling. Newman scrambling, rolling to his right, throwing it downfield, and this one goes out of bounds, caught by Eli Kraft, who's actually sitting out on the sidelines right now. Fun fact for you. And now a 2nd and 10 situation for New Lothrop. If that tells you anything, Dave, Harbor Beach's star player Eli Kraft's on the bench right now, and they're still not concerned. They're up by 36 points.
Yeah, this is a situation where we don't want players to get hurt, so... especially key contributors like Eli Kraft.
And it passed out to number 10. Michael Muka is complete. He's now down to the Harbor Beach 35-yard line from the 33 in their own zone. That's a heck of a catch and carry there. Roughly 37 yards.
Now, unfortunately, you take out a defensive back like that, you get breakdowns more often than you normally would, and he was wide open, streaking down the field.
First and 10 from the Harbor Beach 34-yard line. Newman throwing to his left. He pump fakes, throws this one downfield to a number 6. It is falls incomplete, hit the hands, incomplete. Pass to 10 for Trevor Beach, the senior wide receiver, down to 5. Incomplete, second and 10. Now 27 seconds remain in the fourth quarter.
Nice job there by what I'd like to call the center fielder, Avery Wainers. He's playing way back there out by the 10-yard line. He just come across the field and swatted that one down.
And another throw to number 10 is caught to Krupp down at the 15-yard line. He's finally brought down to 13. That's a 20-yard catch for Krupp, and that is going to conclude the game. Gatorade poured on Ron Rubel as well as Troy Shelke, and this game is over. No, hold on a second. We have a timeout called by New Lothrop with 4 seconds remaining. They are not going down without a fight here. Trailing by 36 points, 56-20. New Lothrop calls a timeout. We're going to stick with you here for the remainder of this game. Harbor Beach will advance to the regional finals to take on the winner of Waterford, Our Lady of Lakes, and Melvindale Academy of Business. In fact, I'd like to think that we'll play Waterford, Our Lady of Lakes. Melvindale Academy of Business and Technology was beaten up by a number of teams, including Merrill. Melvindale has 51 points in the for the playoffs. Waterford has 66. Harbor Beach has 69. New Lothrop coming in this game at 76. First and 10 for New Lothrop. This is going to be the last play of the game here. They call a timeout with 4 seconds remaining. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Newman in the backfield in the shotgun. And behind him is number 4, Josh Wendling, the junior. Austin Newman, a senior quarterback for this team, will be his last play in the black jersey. And it's a jump ball, and it's actually intercepted by Harbor Beach to conclude the game. Number 52 for Harbor Beach comes in with the interception, Brandon Oswald.
That's right, Clark. He dropped back into coverage. They needed a taller guy to guard number 6, Beach. He did a nice job in great position, hauled that thing in.
And that is going to conclude it. Harbor Beach advances to the regional finals, taking out a powerhouse in New Lothrop with a final score of Harbor Beach 56, New Lothrop 20. You're tuned to WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. We'll be back after this.
Bill, I'm looking for a car that'll get me around 30 miles per gallon. What do you have?
We've got something better than 30. It's 47 combined city and highway in the all-new Ford C-Max.
How does that work?
Well, it's a hybrid, battery and gas.
You have to plug this thing in?
No plugging it in. Runs on gas and it runs on the new high-efficiency fast-charging battery.
So you never have to plug it in. 47 combined.
That's correct. Only at Moore Motor Sales M81, just west of Carroll.
See why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
Your entire life can change with one phone call. Are you ready? Do you have a plan so that if something happens, your family won't have to worry? What about your retirement goals? Will those go out the window too? Well, I'm here to tell you there's hope, and it's quite simple too. Let's sit down and plan your future the way you want it to be. So call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance at 989-375-4598. And let's protect your future. That's Clark Ramsey at 375-4598.
Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating its fifth anniversary thanks to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shop share 15 free loaner cars, a tow truck, and free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. Now they're remodeling for even better customer service and satisfaction. With higher trade-in allowances and a great supply to choose from, Moore Shoreline is offering some terrific deals on new Chevy pickups. All dealers' deals aren't necessarily created equal to Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 and Sebring, where Chevy runs deep.
Why officiate? We always need people to step up and make these games happen. Officials are a vital part of educational athletics. They help kids learn the game, respect the game, its rules, and all the participants. They would like you to join their ranks, so why don't you? To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the MHSAA, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
A lot has changed since 1948. Bread was only 14 cents a loaf, gasoline a mere 16 cents a gallon. But the one thing that has stood the test of time is that Ram.